you know, everyone's in the cloud. We're relatively new at this. We're just getting used to putting our data in the cloud. We all hate our passwords, so we make them really simple, which makes them easy to hack. But I think this is just going to be the beginning of many stories we're going to hear about cloud hacking. This one, I think, is the most unique in that hackers found a way to exploit that Find My iPhone feature. You know, you may have had to use it at one point or another. You leave your phone in your car or you leave it in your house and then you can't find it. You can go in and find your phone on a map, and you can also send it a message. So if someone had found it, you can give them a number to call, but you can also lock the phone. And so what these hackers have done is locked people's iPhones using the Find My iPhone feature and demand ransom for it. Yes, they're telling people you have to send us money via PayPal.
They're kidnapping iPhones.
Yes, they're kidnapping your iPhone. Now, I have to say, in all my years of covering technology, this kind of takes the cake in terms of a hacker's really, you know, brass kahunas of going after someone. I've seen ransomware in the past, but I've never seen it actually debilitate your cell phones.
What do we do to protect ourselves?
First and foremost, I should say, back up all of your data. Back up everything that's on your phone. Back it up locally to your computer. I know that it's so much easier to just let everything sync to the cloud, and that's fine. You can continue to do that. But make sure you have a backup on your computer that would be considered a local backup. I say that because should something like this happen, first of all, do not send them any money. That is the worst thing you can do. Because in doing that, you're giving them your PayPal username, and then you open up a whole new can of worms. You can actually go to an Apple store if it happens to you. You can go to the Genius Bar, and they'll help you get your phone unlocked. But definitely back up all of your stuff. You can also just do a factory reset on your phone. I know it sounds like a pain, but that's why you want to have that backup. And of course, then you would need to go in and change your password.
Why haven't we heard from them? I mean, we reported this last week.
They've been pretty quiet about this. In this instance, they did actually issue a statement denying the ransomware attacks and saying that they didn't have anything to do with their cloud hack, but that people who have had problems with it should change their Apple ID password as soon as possible. So they've at least stepped forward and offered the basic advice. But I mean, that's the advice that anybody's going to give you. Change your password. I mean, I feel like a broken record because I say that so often because we've had so many of these hacker attacks.
Yeah,
but they are getting pretty brazen. And